Chazar is a zechen nishmas abachiches l'shagim from Yehudim zechen l'shabbos daf pe'alef. Zok the Mishnah, someone's chayiv for carrying out a bone according to the Tanakam if it's big enough to make a spoon. According to Yehuda, if it's large enough to make a lock. Person's chayiv for carrying out glass if it's large enough to sharpen the top of the tool used by weavers to separate the threads. Person's chayiv for carrying out a pebble or a rock that's large enough to throw at a bird to scare it away. Or Lozer ben Yaakov says it has to be large enough to throw at an animal. Check the Gemara, Yehuda's size of a lock seems to be larger than the Tanakama size of a spoon, and that can't be because we know that Yehuda always has the more mochomer dekashir when it comes to carrying for Shabbos. Ula answers, Rabbi Yehuda says the bone has to be large enough to make the inside teeth of the lock, not the entire lock, and that's definitely a smaller shear than a spoon. Rashi says the teeth of the lock, when they're not attached to the lock, have no use, and therefore they can't become tummy. Once they're attached to the lock, they're a kli and they become tummy. If they're installed in a door, which is attached to the ground, like a gate, then they can't become tummy because anything attached to the ground is like the ground itself, and therefore it can't become tummy. Yisha says, Zechuchis k'day ligra boy. Rashi says, one's chayiv for carrying out glass is large enough to cut through two threads at once. And it seems to be, the Rishonim say, it's the same shear as that of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Sorry, Rabbi Kate Lizrik Ba'if. Rabbi Lazar argued. Yaakov and Rabbi Yechon says the stone has to be large enough that when it's thrown at the animal feels it. Rabbi Lazar and Yaakov says means it weighs 10 zuz. Dunin asked the Chachamim, how many stones are you allowed to take when you go to the bathroom? They answered, you're allowed to take three stones, one the size of a kezias, one the size of an egoiz, and one the size of a beta. Zunin said, what, are you supposed to take a scale with you to see exactly what size rocks you're allowed to take? They said, you take a handful of stones. Bryce, Rabbi Yossi says, you're allowed to take the three stones, talk of those three sizes, but Rav Shimon, the son of Rabbi Yossi, said in the name of Rabbi Yossi, his father, that you're allowed to take a handful of stones. Another Bryce says, you're allowed to take three stones, or Meir says, all of them the size of a walnut, or Yehuda says, all of them the size of a beah. Rav from Apopim Neruchis says the same achleik is regarding an estrig as well. They have the same argument, whether that's be the size of a walnut or the size of an egg, same sheet, the same argument. Yehuda says you're not allowed to use payis, which Rav Zeir explains means pebbles of the earth of Bavel. You're not allowed to use that for going to the bathroom on Shabbos because it's not an effective really for this use. Rav says you're not allowed to use a stone on Shabbos to help alleviate constipation in the way that you usually do during the week. You have to do it rather klachiyat. Riane says if there's a permanent place that uses the bathroom, you're allowed to take a handful of stones there because if you're not going to use it now when you go to the bathroom on Shabbos, you'll use it a little bit later on the day on Shabbos. When you go to the bathroom. If there's no permanent bathroom, then you're allowed to bring in a stone the size of a walnut that you're allowed to bring in. With regard to the stone that's used for crushing spices, normally it's muktzah, so Sheish says you're allowed to use it if there's already some human waste on it, so it shows it's not you're going to be used for that spices anymore, so now you're allowed to use it for the bathroom. In fact, that means that someone else already used it, and the Brisa says that using a stone for after the bathroom when someone else already used it causes hemorrhoids. Or answer, that's only a problem if it's still moist. So Sheish says it means that you can use the other side, or... the more absurd answer is that I was talking about the same person that used it previously. What if it rains and washes off the waste that was there? Could it still be used? He said, if the mark is still noticeable, you can still use it. Rabba bar of Shilei of Chisa, you're allowed to carry the stones up to the roof where if someone wants you to go to the bathroom on the roof. He said, of course you're allowed to because these stones help for human dignity. And we know that Kavod HaBriyos is so great that it even pushes away Lo Yisaseh in the Torah. Definitely he's going to push away this if at most Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. Avinias Mereima, the Chachamim say you're only allowed to use a prepared piece of wood to use as a toothpick. If you're worried about Kavod HaBriyos, which also you could to get something out stuck between your teeth, they should allow you to use anything. The Morris says, a person knows where he's going to be eating, so you should have prepared it beforehand. A person never knows where he's going to end up going to need in the bathroom, and therefore he had no way of preparing stones beforehand, and that's why it's Kavod HaBriyos, we look away. Muna says, you're not allowed to go to the bathroom in a freshly plowed field on Shabbos. Murray asks, if the problem is that he's not allowed to do so because he's going to ruin the field by walking on the freshly plowed field, it should be usher during the week as well. Rather than Murray says, the reason is for the Isser is because such fields promote the growth of moss and things like that on rocks, and we're afraid that he'll detach the moss or grass from the rocks. When he uses a stone, you have to go into the bathroom, and that's going to be also on Shabbos. Shlokish asks, aye, but you're allowed to use the stones, even if it's going to cause you to take off the moss and the grass, because it's a davish enemis kavin, and therefore it should be mutter. Or therefore says, the problem is he may take a rock from a high point, like on a mound, and put it into where there's a ditch, and that way he's going to be over the malach of plowing in the field, like we learned earlier. A puppy says, from a shlokish, it would seem that you're also allowed to lift a flower pot, even if it has a hole, you're allowed to lift it off the ground and put it onto like a stand, so it still does nourish a little bit from the ground. You'll be allowed to do it on Shabbos because it's also being nurtured from the ground, and you're allowed to remove it. It's not a problem. The Kahana said, just because the Chum allow you to do that when there's a need to use the stones, who says that they will allow you to do it in this case of a flower pot? Abaye says, if you take a flower pot with a hole and you lift it off the ground, the person's chayiv for detaching something from the ground. If he places it on the ground when it was off the ground, he'd be chayiv for planting. Bechan says, you're not allowed to wipe yourself with broken pottery on Shabbos. Maria asks, if it's because it's sharp and dangerous, it should be ushered in the week as well. If it's also if it's because it makes the person subject to kishuf, then it should be also during the week as well. If it's also because it's sharp and it may cause him to cut off hair with it, that also shouldn't be a problem because it's davar shenu miskaven. Nothing by Shai explains, really during the week these things are usher as well. The chiddush over here is, you would think that on Shabbos, when moving stones is generally usher, so maybe you can use pottery, maybe you're better off using that even though you have these other problems. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's usher on Shabbos as well, and you should use a stone instead. We find that pottery makes, using broken pottery when going to the bathroom can make someone subject to kishuf, because we find a story of Chisna Rav Arhuna, who got to be under a spell from a woman who did kishuf, and then they undid the spell, and she said, listen, I have no yecholus over you to do more kishuf, because you don't use broken pottery when you go to the bathroom. So you see, that's something that makes a person subject to kishuf.